the biggest problem from an economic perspective, I think, is that there's no price for the water. It's priced at zero. And so since the water has a price of zero, it has excess demand. This demand for that water is almost infinite. So therefore, we have competing excess demands from each of the three states that are greater than the amount of water that's available.
What are the states asking of the Supreme Court, and what do you think the outcome will be?
Well, Florida's asking that the Supreme Court order the state of Georgia, and also thereby the Army Corps of Engineers in some way, to limit the amount of water that Georgia can take from the Flint River, which becomes one of the main contributors that forms the Apalachicola, so that there would be larger stream flow in the Apalachicola to support the ecology and to support the bay. Georgia argues that Florida's wrong, that the water is controlled essentially by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that created Lake Lanier as a big reservoir in Atlanta and now is used for recreational purposes. And Georgia says that Georgia can't control the Army Corps of Engineers, and Florida sued the wrong party. And furthermore, Georgia also asserts that it has a reasonable right to its allocated source of the water. In previous rounds of this battle, the Army Corps of Engineers has basically sided with Georgia. So it would appear that Florida has a very tough case. Florida is trying to argue and assert that ecological benefits have to be balanced against the economic interests. And while that might seem reasonable, that is a novel argument in the context of allocating water resources from an Army Corps of Engineers reservoir system. Generally speaking, the economic interests, because they're associated with voters, will tend to win out over the ecological interests that are not associated directly with voters. The state of Florida is trying to marshal interest amongst the population of the state of Florida, but the Apalachicola River is up in the panhandle, and it will be hard politically, I think, for the state of Florida to get the type of wellspring of support from its population that might offset some of the political power that Georgia will have.
So what we're looking at here is, back in October, Florida filed suit with the U.S. Supreme Court saying Georgia's growth, particularly in Atlanta, is putting a strain on Florida's water supply and directly threatening the Apalachicola Bay oyster industry, as well as some endangered marine species. Am I right?
Yep.
So far? Okay. And then Georgia struck back a little over a week ago, asking the court to reject Florida's lawsuit, essentially because they're wrong.
Well, essentially because they're wrong, because they sued the wrong party. The state of Georgia doesn't control the water resources in the Lake Lanier and in the Flint River. It's really controlled by the Army Corps of Engineers that has a program to allocate water both to the urban interests in and around Atlanta, to the agricultural interests in Alabama, and to the ecological interests in Florida. So Georgia asserts that Florida sued the wrong party. Georgia also asserts that whatever damage may or may not have occurred in the Apalachicola River Basin and in the bay is secondary to the need for that water in the urban areas of Atlanta.
What do you think of all this?
Well, I think it is a classic case of a lack of pricing. With no price for the water, the demand is infinite. And so we then resort to regulatory processes and court fights. If the Army Corps of Engineers or if the federal government established a price for the raw water, then we might have a better allocation without having to resort to politics and legal court cases.
So you think that pricing would be a good solution?
Well, pricing would contribute significantly to the better allocation of this resource. It's a mirror image of the same problems we have, as you said, in Florida. There is no price for the raw water. And so we need now to protect our springs because the demand for potable drinking water has exceeded the supply capabilities of the Florida aquifer. And if we keep pumping out of that aquifer, we will reduce the water tables and we will hurt the springs and we will hurt the surface waters. So the same problem of excess demand for water that we see in the fight between Georgia, Alabama, and Florida in the Supreme Court is also the same thing we're confronting here in Florida with our new regulatory proposals out of the legislature. It's called Protect the Springs, but what it really is about is allocating the demand for water that exceeds the supply. If there's no price, there's not much incentive to invest in technology to use the water more efficiently, and so we misuse the resource.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.